It's 1 a.m. My wife's finally asleep. Our baby's asleep. I'm wide awake in a hospital. They're going to discharge us in the morning. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I mean, earbuds in and I'm on my phone. What the hell am I going to do when I get home with this baby?
Okay, I don't know.
But this this could be the first video too. So it's like, hi, nice to meet you. Congratulations on your new baby.
Yeah. Hi, I hear you've just had a new baby and you're sitting in the hospital. Congratulations. If you haven't watched any of our other videos and you're trying to figure out what to do with this baby, here we go. So the first thing you want to do is recognize that when your baby is about to be discharged, I hope your home is clean and ready, and if not, that you sent your mother to go there and clean it for you, because now is the time that you need to have the space to just relax and focus on your baby and your wife. Two things I want you to make sure you've done before you walk out of that hospital. One, that you have changed your baby's diaper as a dad for the first time, because you need to know how to do that, and it's way easier to do when you've got a nurse there with you. So just when the nurse comes in to change them at some time, just stand up next to her and see if you can do it. The second thing I'll say, and I probably should have told you this a few minutes before now, but when the nurse gives your baby a bath for the first time, watch how they do it, because you're about to go home and have to do it on your own. And I will say that's one of, in my mind, the most stressful things that you have to do in bathing your baby. Three things are gonna happen. One, you gotta pack up all your stuff. That's your job, Dad. Two things I want you to steal from the hospital. The first is your wife's giant water cup. This thing is epic. I held onto mine for like 2 years. There's something comforting about that water cup. So do that. The second thing is make sure you take the little tiny baby comb. It's like two-sided. It's yellow with a little handle on it, because that is going to help you make sure your baby doesn't get cradle cap, which is gross. And it gets your kid's head gets all scaly, unless when you wash it, you just gently comb back. So make sure that you also grab that. I'll give you one bonus thing. If you want to steal one of the swaddles from the hospital, don't tell them I told you this, but they are the best. That's the white one with the blue and pink stripe on it. It like holds them in so tight. You've learned how to swaddle them in the hospital. So I'm not advocating stealing, but I will say that your insurance company and you are spending a heck of a lot of money. And I think if you take one blanket, you won't get in trouble. Two, you're going to have to get your baby dressed on your own for the first time. Be right there with your wife every step of the way. It's pretty scary the first time you do it, because you think you're going to break your baby, and you won't, but she's going to need some help because they're real squirmy and it's really hard to get them in that little outfit, which is probably ridiculous and full of lace and ribbons if you're having a girl. So just be there and be ready. Also be ready with the camera, because there's going to be a wealth of photo opportunities that are occurring in the next 24 hours. You're going to want to take a picture of getting the first outfit on. You're going to want to take a picture of your wife holding your baby in the hospital if you haven't already. You're going to want to take a picture of the two of you with the car seat getting ready to go out. Which brings me to my next point. Make sure your job is the car seat and carrying that baby out of the hospital and into the car. The nurses are going to require you to bring the car seat in so that you can see it. Don't worry about bringing it in prior to like the hour or two before you're going to be discharged. You'll bring the car seat in. They want to see you can get your baby home safely. You'll then go ahead and get your newborn baby into their sweet little car seat. They're going to look so tiny. And then you're going to go downstairs, make sure you take a good picture, and put your baby in the car. Your wife is very likely going to want to sit in the back seat of the car. Just let her do that. It's very terrifying to drive home with your baby. She's also going to probably ask you to drive 9 miles an hour, and I recommend you just get in the right lane and do it, because this is the first moment that you are out of the protective cocoon of the hospital and nurses and little alerts that tell you that your baby is okay, and this is the beginning of the journey where your wife's going to start to get a little bit scared about the well-being of your child. So just know that this is, she may have seemed perfectly comfortable in the hospital, and that's because there are so many reassuring pieces at that moment that are making sure that your baby is well and healthy. Now you're home. Welcome home. Immediately, you're going to start having people who want to visit. I want you to serve as the bad guy in this situation and gut check and go back and make sure that what you agreed with your wife before you got to this point is actually still what she wants, because she's going to be starting to feel really vulnerable and a little bit anxious and worried, because this is her first time being a mom and being in charge of taking care of this baby. I literally remember them handing me my baby, and as we went to walk out of the hospital, I was like, how can they just leave me with this thing? What do I do? And I don't know if I can keep her alive. And newsflash, we have 3 children and they're all alive and healthy. But just make sure that you're recognizing that what you, the things that you determined before your wife was coming home with this baby may be different now that she's home. She is going to go through a surge of emotions that are fueled by the chemicals and biology that she is programmed to have to take care of and safeguard that baby. And so just be aware that that is going to all be going on. And so some things that may seem crazy to you are literally just biology. They're making sure that she is keeping your child safe. Basically, you're just going to sit around for a long time holding a baby and feeding a baby and holding a baby and feeding a baby and then changing its diaper. That's like pretty much the rhythm for most of the time. One thing that I'm actually just remembering as we talk about this is you're going to be focused a lot on pee and poop for like weeks. You're going to have a book and you're literally going to just write down every time your child poops and what it looks like and what it smells like. And is it seedy and mustardy and grainy? And now it's this black tar that came out of your child, which is a normal thing, just so you know. These are steps that your doctor is going to ask you to be able to chart at every one of your visits. And I think you have like a point, you know, you have your appointment while in the hospital, but then I think it's like day 5, day 12, and they're going to want to see that your child is having a certain amount of pee and poops, which they'll tell you in the hospital how many times that is. If you can help your wife be in charge of kind of keeping track of that, that's helpful because sometimes she's so tired, she's not recognizing that she needed to write it down. So just be helpful there. But really kind of taking these first few days to enjoy your time together, spend as much time as you can, just the three of you as a beautiful little family, and help your wife to navigate those first couple of days of really being worried and anxious and reassuring her that that's normal. I will say, and you don't have to share this with your wife, but I'll share it with you. I didn't sleep for maybe the first 3 or 4 days after getting out of the hospital. We had a little co-sleeper next to our bed, and I literally would wake up every 30 minutes and peer through the little window and put my hand on the baby to make sure that she was breathing because I was convinced that she was going to have SIDS and stop breathing. It's something that moms are told about in society over and over again, and I think we start to think of it as like an outsized possibility. And so just recognize that all of these things that we've been hearing throughout our lives as women are now going to be amplified in our minds. And so, you know, whatever you can do to help reassure her is really the most important job that you have right now.
What sort of expectation should a new dad have about his ability to help with the baby versus things he isn't able to do for the new baby? Like, once they're out of the hospital, there's no nurses around and there's right. no family around, it's just the three of them. Like,
right.
what things can I help with and what things yeah. can't I, and how can I compensate for my inability to be helpful? Like,
yeah.
This is the point to stop watching,
right.
send this to your husband, and I will help your husband prepare
right.
to support you through your pregnancy and delivery, bringing that baby home. But I can't do that effectively with you in the room.
I think that's the perfect way. I think you just told everybody, right, like so, why these videos are important and different. And wives, like, give your husbands the space to like figure this out without feeling accused or put upon. There are things that you could help with as a dad when you come home to alleviate some of the stress on your wife. I think, so in my instance, I was breastfeeding our child. So there wasn't really much that my husband could do in terms of helping me to breastfeed. Other than in the beginning, like I remember being like, am I like holding this baby right? And because we did the Bradley Method classes, my husband knew the different holds. There's a football style and there's like a crossbody style. And so he was able to kind of help me to figure that out. But I think the most important thing was that like just being there next to me and kind of being there to reassure me was super important. If your wife is bottle feeding, you can be in charge of washing and cleaning and making all of the bottles. And then just kind of read from her whether she wants to be the one feeding all the bottles or if she wants you to. Some moms will really feel like they need that connection in the beginning, and so let her do that. If your wife's pumping, similar to, you know, some women start pumping right away, similar to bottle feeding, you know, like learn how to put the parts together, how to clean them and put them away and sterilize them. Those are things that will really be helpful to her so that she can focus on her primary role of really just kind of connecting with and feeding and helping the baby to, you know, to become used to this new world. Your number one thing you can do is become the master diaper changer. It's really not that hard. Poops when they're babies are really not that gross. Get your time in now, because then you can tell your wife later that's like her time when your kids are two and it's absolutely disgusting. But you, if you can be the one, like your wife feeds the baby and then usually you want to take them away, you're pretty soon going to check their diaper, make the notes in the chart that, you know, so those are the things I think that you can take off her plate. The other thing, talking about plates, the more that you can focus on making sure that you're prepared to provide meals and nourishment for your wife as she is focusing on the baby is going to be super important, because that's like one of the first things that can fall off. And it's the thing that she needs, particularly if she's breastfeeding, she needs to be well hydrated and she needs to be eating nutritious food. It is going to help her milk supply. So make sure that you can be helpful there. I think the last thing I'll say is just like recognize the important role that biology plays in moms and dads, right? Like this baby has been inside of your wife for 9.5 to 10 months, if you actually chart it out. This is their comfort place. They're used to her voice and her smell and her sound. So don't be offended if in the beginning the baby really does need her mom or his or her mom a bit more, because that's just the way that they're programmed. And over time, you can certainly help with kind of, you know, skin-to-skin contact and be a part of that. But just recognize if the mom really needs the baby just to be with her, it's not anything against you. It's just kind of that connection and that transition from, you know, being this baby's incubator for all this time and bringing this baby into this like bright, new, beautiful world and helping them both to make that transition to the next steps ahead.
Beautiful.